Tanzania barred Tundu Lissu, the opposition leader, from campaigning for president for 7 days, claiming that his speeches criticizing the government were unethical. Elections are on October 28th. Opposition offices have been firebombed. West Africa's regional bloc, ECOWAS, blinked in its standoff with the leaders of a coup in Mali and lifted sanctions on the country. It had previously insisted that power be handed to a civilian government and that it would not accept the appointment as president of Bar Ndaw, a former defense minister. Prince Bandar bin Sultan, a senior member of the royal family of Saudi Arabia, accused Palestinian leaders of betraying their people in an interview on Saudi-owned television. The comments were seen as a signal of declining Saudi support for the Palestinians and a possible first step towards closer relations between Israel and the kingdom. Fighting intensified in and around the disputed enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. At least 200 people have been killed. Azerbaijan is trying to wrest back territory seized from it by neighboring Armenia after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Turkey has armed Azerbaijan and encouraged it to break a fragile peace that has mostly held since 1994. The leaders of Golden Dawn, a neo-fascist Greek political party, were convicted in Athens of running a criminal organization after a party member murdered a rapper in 2013. The party itself has not been banned, but lengthy prison terms are now expected for those who incited violence.
Coronavirus briefs.
The governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo, refused a request from the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, to close non-essential businesses in parts of Brooklyn and Queens that have become virus hotspots, but imposed his own new restrictions. Bars and cafes in Paris were ordered to close again, this time for 2 weeks. The Irish government rejected a plea from senior scientific advisers to place the country in a strict lockdown, saying that the risk to jobs of closing the economy was too great. Some restrictions were reimposed. People were again told to work remotely. October 16th was set as the date for a travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand to begin. It will be limited to New Zealanders at first. New Zealand recently declared itself free of coronavirus for the second time.